You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, October 19th, 2017, week 223 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And since it is Thursday, it's time to crown another person, America's sweetheart. And it's time for another time to hope that no one screws up this week.
Yes. Yeah. We're on eggshells.
Yeah.
The deeper you get into America's sweetheart, we don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, we were this close to putting Harvey Weinstein on there a couple weeks ago.
Never.
Nope. Totally a joke.
Yeah, not true at all.
I'm pretty sure.
He is so obscure I would have never picked him.
Yeah. I never would even thought about him. And I don't think by looking at him, I would have been like, that's a dude.
Yeah, and also, I wouldn't have chosen him because I don't think if I gave Mike trivia, I don't think he would, in his whole life, be able to figure it out.
That's also true. Like, now that he's fit, now you can pick him because I would know him.
But yeah, but that's the problem.
But that's the problem, is he's famous because of terrible things that he'd never become American Sweetheart.
Yeah. So, are you ready for some trivia on American Sweetheart?
Yes, give me some trivia. Give me some facts.
This person was one of the first actors to do audio commentary on DVDs.
Ooh. Ooh. Audio commentary. Simon Pegg.
It's not Simon Pegg.
All right.
This person auditioned for the role of Han Solo in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, but it went to Harrison Ford.
Ooh, I know this one too. I read this somewhere online, I feel like, not too long ago. Oh man, this is going to bug me. Oh. Give me another hint.
This person graduated from Thousand Oaks High School in Thousand Oaks, California, with Michael Richards.
Oh.
And he was voted best looking.
Kurt Russell.
It is Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell.
I do remember those tapes didn't come out like too long ago. Like, no, maybe he's auditioned. It did. I think it was when he was talking about Guardians Volume 2. I think he was.
You're saying
I heard somewhere where he was auditioned for Star Wars on like a podcast or something.
Snake Plissken, the anti-hero of Escape from New York and Escape from LA, is his favorite character of all time that he has played. And yeah, that's the most exciting one. I think he's played Elvis twice in his career as two different people in two different movies. And he was Sylvester Stallone's original choice for Church in The Expendables, which he turned down. The role went to Bruce Willis. Yeah, so he made his film debut in the Elvis Presley film It Happened at the World's Fair. He later went on to play him in Elvis and to provide his voice in Forrest Gump. So three times.
Oh, he voiced him in Forrest Gump.
Yeah. And he actually played him, in 3,000 Miles to Graceland. It's about two ex-cons who try to do a heist during an Elvis convention. So there's another Elvis connection.
He's got a lot of Elvis. He must really like Elvis.
Yeah, he's actually a bigger fan of John Wayne.
Mm.
And he uses John Wayne impersonation in Death Proof. Mm. He was the best man at Ted Nugent's wedding.
Mm.
He was considered for the role of Martin Riggs in Lethal Weapon.
Oh, I can see that.
Was considered for the role of Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver, which went to Robert De Niro. He is a huge fan of Elvis Presley. Yeah. He's a big gun guy, but it's okay.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. He quit smoking cigars in 2006. He was offered the role of Alan Grant in Jurassic Park. But asking price was too high, and the role went to Sam Neill.
Oh, wow.
What a different movie that would have been.
Yeah.
Because that would have been hard to compete with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kurt Russell's, like, not... Because if they're like, oh, Jeff Goldblum's, like, the sexy scientist.
Yeah,
like,
that doesn't really work the same way. Yeah, yeah, because the part of the plot of that movie is, like, he's with Alan Grant's with, what's her name?
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern, and then, like, Jeff Goldblum's, like, hitting on her.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really work if it's Kurt Russell as Alan Grant.
Yeah, because he'd just shoot him.
He's just like, I'm Kurt Russell, man. Got nothing to worry about.
Oh, he's very conservative. But we don't hold that against him.
I would think so. Ted Nugent.
Oh, he was actually also considered for the role of Alan Parrish in Jumanji, which was Robin Williams' role.
That's pretty different, too.
Yeah.
don't know. I love Robin Williams.
What a weird movie that would have been.
Yeah.
I wish I was like really talented at art, where I could like redo all these posters and put Kurt Russell in all of them.
Yeah.
I might try to do that with Photoshop.
Anyway, yeah.
Like, I want to put him in as Harrison Ford kissing Princess Leia in Empire Strikes Back. I want to put him...
See, he could do that.
I want to put him on the Jurassic Park poster. If there's one with Alan Grant, it's Sam Neill. I want to put Kurt Russell in there. I just want to put him in every poster.
Everything he would could have.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Oh, he was considered to star in the horror film I Am Legend.
Oh, really? That's instead a very different movie, too.
Yeah. That would have been...
Yeah, any movie with like Will Smith in it, I feel like you put a different person in Smith.
It would change very it. Different. Especially with Kurt Russell, of all people.
Yeah.
Like. So, yeah, Kurt Russell. I hope he didn't do anything horrible this week.
Oh, God.
But he was just so good in The Thing. But I was like, damn. Because it's not just The Thing. It's like The Thing, and it's Guardians, and it's...
Mm-hmm. He's in so much stuff.
Big Trouble just in Little China. And...
A big resume.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
We forgot to watch some of these
trailers.
We should do the live watch thing.
Yeah.
Where we live watch them. But I think I've seen this Geostorm trailer.
What's that one?
Oh, should we list all the movies coming out today?
Yeah.
Okay, all the movies coming out today. Geostorm, Only the Brave, Same Kind of Different as Me, The Snowman, Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween. A lot of movies. Yeah, this Geostorm movie, it's one with Gerard Butler. It looks like it's like The Day After Tomorrow almost. But like they control the weather or something. Hey, it's Jim Sturgess. It's a dude from West Wing. Also. Dude. Oh, I haven't seen this trailer before though. Yeah, they're trying to control the weather. But then they're using it as a weapon. To fight.
Was that Andy Garcia?
That is, yeah. Ed Harris.
What are the chances of Jim Sturgess? Wasn't he? No. That was Jake Gyllenhaal, right? And Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, this movie kind of reminds me of Day After Tomorrow. Just because there's, like, weather catastrophes. But they're causing it. Wow. This is very different from the trailer I saw. There's actually a story to this trailer.
Oh, who? It's her.
Zazie Beetz?
Right? Yeah.
From Atlanta?
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious the budget of this movie, because, like... This movie's not going to do well. I'm sorry. No. It's just not. This got all these special effects. This movie plays really different with a different trailer because, like, the music in the background of this, it's all like... Like, the other one is it's more like world-ending. This sounds like happy. It's kind of like...
Yeah, like, we're going to have a party while the world is ending by this technology we created.
Yeah. This one is one of those disaster movies. But people do like these disaster movies, like San Andreas and stuff. But
yeah, I almost watched that movie this week.
It's good. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not like a story. It's not a movie you watch for a story. It's a movie you watch to see all the buildings fall down and the rocks save people.
Okay, so that was Geostorm. Only the Brave, that's the fire one, right?
Only the fire.
They're firefighters?
I don't know if I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Showing. Roland. Crazy.
Miles taller, I think. Yeah.
Jeff Bridges.
It's like a stacked cast, but it's about like fire.
Yeah.
Which I think is like very inappropriate. Well, it's fire right season. Now. It's so horrible. It's like, no one wants to watch this movie right now. Like a lot of people lost their lives and houses.
It's true.
Especially in California.
This is like very opposite of Geostorm, I feel like.
Yeah.
Geostorm is about like.
Like over the top.
Over the top. Yeah, this is like real stuff happening. Screw you, fire. I don't even know what fire this is based on. There's like fire.
This is Montana?
Oh, okay. I don't remember this one.
Granite Mountain.
Granite.
June 2013.
The subtitle is The Story of the Granite Mountain Hot Truck.
Yeah, it was in Yarnell Hellfire. The deadliest incident of any kind for U.S. firefighters since September 11, 2001, which killed 343. Wow. This one killed 29. Oh, wait. Oh, wait, no. 19. Sorry. 1991, East Bay Fire, or East Bay Hills Fire killed 25. 1933, Griffith Park Fire killed 29. Sixth deadliest American firefighter disaster overall, and the deadliest wildfire ever in Arizona. Same kind of different as me. We don't need to watch that trailer.
Yeah, we've seen that
We've seen that one many times. It's weird.
Oops. Yeah. He's like, maybe if we can help this dude.
Yeah, it's homeless.
We can help. I don't know what they're trying to do. That.
Greg Kinnear.
They're just trying to help.
Oh, Snowman. We've seen that trailer. It was a killer.
Yeah, it's the one with Fassbender.
Yeah. And Tyler Perry's boot. I've refused to watch that trailer.
I can assume what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be, hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about some trailers.
Yeah.
Some real trailers.
Let's talk about some trailers.
Well, that's what you said. You haven't seen the Stranger
Things
trailer.
I haven't seen the
Stranger
Things trailer.
It's pretty awesome.
Watch that one first, I guess. Because I'm sure it's amazing.
It came out on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Of course. Smart. Smart marketing. Those
Netflix people.
Netflix people. First season. Boom.
Yeah, oh, so it looks awesome.
So great. Oh, so close. So close.
Yeah. It's nearly a week away.
Almost here.
Yeah. Justice League trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's so much going on in this movie.
A lot is going on.
Like, even in that one Aquaman scene, it's like, whoa. Like, I feel like people are going to get sick in the theater.
Yeah, I'm like, well, we got this whole Aquaman sequence. You got the Themyscirians fighting the
fly people.
Yeah, the... blanking on this. Anyways. Yeah, parademons. There we go.
Yeah.
Parademons. You look like there's so many fight sequences in this movie.
Yeah. And but she's like,
this was my favorite trailer.
Yeah. I have
to say that. Like, I mean, that's not putting the bar that high, because the other ones I just didn't like. But they finally gave us some Henry Cavill. They didn't give us Superman, but they put Henry Cavill in the trailer. Like, he's in this movie.
Yeah.
Just we don't want to
reveal it.
Whatever Superman comes back as or whatever. Yeah, I mean, looks okay. It could be. I don't know. I'm a little more optimistic because they say like Joss Whedon shaped like the story a little bit more.
Yeah,
had some character moments. All the action's probably all the same and stuff. But yeah, that Aquaman sequence looked pretty crazy.
Yeah, it just seems too busy to me.
There's a lot. There's too much going on. They seem like they feel like they have to explain everything when it's like, no, just like. Don't tell us some, like, explain those in other movies.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, give it, I feel like they're going to give us the backstory of Cyborg and Flash and Aquaman. It's like, just let us know our tangential knowledge of them and
yeah.
then, like, put them in the movie. But they're like, nope, we got to go to Atlantis. We got to go to Themyscira again. We got to go to
the laboratory where Cyborg was born.
Yeah. It's like, why are we doing all this? It's just, like, too much. I don't know how you can fit this into a whole movie. And it's just,
I thought it was weird that they were like, yeah, no jokes, no jokes, no jokes. And then at the end of this trailer, he's like, oh my God, it's your symbol, so we have to go now.
Yeah, the whole movie's jokes, it seems like. By the trailer, it's all jokes. All quips. They're all quippy now.
Yeah.
You got every character, Batman's quippy now.
I can't wait until the Justice League made their debut at the local improv.
Yeah. You got Aquaman. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, my man.
He's like, dressed as a bat. I like it.
Dig it. It's cool. Ride the Batmobile. Ooh.
I'm fast. Aquaman. It's heavy metal.
So, yeah, it's a very different movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You believe them? This movie's coming out now? It's the first trailer we got since, like, Joss Whedon did anything.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, look any different from...
I mean, I
actually,
assume
it's
coming out.
They say it's brighter. It's
yeah.
A little bit brighter in tone. Actual color, because Zack Snyder is all about the dark.
Not being able to see anything.
Yeah, so it looks brighter, which is better, I guess.
But still not daylight. It's like brighter with a yellow light.
Yeah, it's still like a tinge. I'm like, I don't like this. I don't need this tinge.
I just want like a blue sky for once.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And I feel like we're going to get like... I feel like Zack Snyder's like, ooh, yeah, I get the Flash. He goes in slow motion. I love slow motion.
Yeah.
Or they're going to do so many slow motion Flash stuff. I'm like... Yeah, but I feel like it may be too much, even though like it looks kind of cool, but it's like just overkill.
Yeah,
you're gonna have him go slow motion, then you're gonna have other people go slow motion that don't go slow motion. I'm like, what speeds are everybody going at?
Yeah, huh.
But then they released another trailer.
The Last Jedi trailer came out.
Yes, get a lot more in this trailer than the last trailer.
A lot of people hitting on Porgs.
Really.
Which was shocking to me.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do people hate on Porgs?
I don't know.
A lot of people were hating on BB-8, weren't they?
Yeah.
To begin with.
Now BB-8's beloved.
Exactly. So I think people just want to hate.
Yeah.
They love hate. I choose to embrace.
This trailer looked amazing, right?
Oh, so great. You got Kylo Ren. Maybe he's turning to the good side. Who knows?
Rey, maybe she's turning to the dark side.
Yeah. They're misleading us. What's going on? We see Snoke.
Yeah.
Like, if you look funky, Snoke. We see...
He's doing something to Rey.
Luke Skywalker's like, no, I don't want to train you.
We see an ice fox.
Ice fox. Get some red dust. More of those AT-AT things. I think they're, I don't think they're AT-ATs anymore.
Yeah, they're different because they have like the reversed feet.
Because they got spikes, so you can't like get the rope around it or whatever the heck.
That's genius.
It's like, yay, you can't do that twice. We learn from our mistakes. We make Death Stars and don't learn from those mistakes, but
Be safe, it took like 30 years for them to learn their mistakes.
Yeah, but like they didn't learn about the Death Star mistake.
That's only like 2 years.
They got the giant Death Star. I'm talking about like the...
Oh, like the First Order.
The First Order Death Star, whatever they call it. I forget what they call it. Whatever. Starkiller Base. Whatever.
Yeah, but to be fair, they had to like physically go in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't as easy.
That's true. It was a little bit harder than just shooting down one.
And we're like, oh, that's it? Okay.
Yeah. What else we get in this trailer? Some Carrie Fisher. Kylo Ren's about to kill Carrie Princess Fisher, Leia.
Maybe kill his mom. We don't know.
He hesitates, it looks like, from the trailer. There's a lot of stuff in this trailer where I feel like a lot of it's misleading.
Rey seems to be more powerful in the Force than Luke.
Yeah. Yeah, Snoke's doing the overvoice, and we can't tell if he's talking about Kylo Ren or Rey.
Yeah.
A lot of misleading stuff.
I read
going
this
on.
Crazy theory on all this, and I was like, interesting. We will see.
Is it possibly spoiler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say anything.
Interesting. Yeah, we see Chewie with that porg chilling in that plane. We see Finn fighting Phasma.
Yeah.
See that? They're like infiltrating some base or something like that. Like
Poe talks for a little bit. He's like, this is the spark that might ignite the rebellion.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Love this trailer.
All about this.
Love this trailer. Gonna be awesome. Can't wait. Star Wars.
Yeah. Let's talk about New Mutants.
Yes.
Are you going to see this movie in theaters?
I would. I'm more inclined to see this movie. I think
This movie looks scary.
It's straight up horror movie, yes. But I feel like...
Does this open the door for more horror?
No, I think it's like very... Because it's genre specific.
Like you're only going to see this... You're only going to watch X-Men horror movies.
Well, this is more real... As weird as it sounds.
It's more real.
It's more real because in that world there's mutants and there's powers.
Yeah.
So like all the stuff that's happening could really, really happen.
Yeah, but there's this movie I saw called The Gift.
Yeah.
Extremely grounded in reality because like...
Mm-hmm. Still terrifying?
Still terrifying.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, this trailer was scary.
Yeah.
But I
even down to the font that they use.
Yeah, they're
a scary font. They're going for horror.
Like they show you the Marvel and stuff, but it's clearly horror. They're like, "No, we're not trying to mislead you. This is a horror."
Yeah.
But I think it's brilliant though.
Yeah.
Like Fox has finally got their act together and they're like, "Let's just do different movies. Nobody's doing this. Like DC's not doing it." Like they're being really smart about their movies. It seems like, So yeah, I'm gonna say maybe yes.
Okay,
I would see this movie.
Okay,
in theaters, I think.
I'm gonna hold you to your yes,
scared,
maybe yes.
Like, I don't want to watch any of these trailers though. Before that's what scares me too. We gotta watch horror trailers
before the movie,
and those are terrifying.
Yeah,
like oh, I don't know. I'm gonna say maybe yes.
Okay,
like I'm. Leaning more towards you.
I will hold you towards your your maybe.
The trailer
yes.
did look scary, but it looks cool.
Yeah.
I think it looked cool. Because it basically looks like they're all like trapped in a building being experimented on.
Mm-hmm. But it's like a haunted house.
And all the crazy stuff's happening to it. You're going to see all a bunch of powers and crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I dig it.
That's it on Netflix today. Wedding Unplanned. Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations, Freestyle Friday, and more new stuff on Netflix. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.